You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice
of
Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and that is always a wonderful, wonderful thing for me to be able to say. We hope that you are having a great day, and we want to say thank you for those who have called in and decided to partner with WMIE for the next 6 months to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ goes out across the airwaves. And so we truly do say thank you for that. If you've been thinking, I'm going to get to that, and you haven't got to it yet, you can still call 321-632-1000 and let them know, hey, I believe in the ministry of WMIE, and I want to partner with you to make sure that there is a platform for the radio programs that go out carrying the word of truth. Listen, the airwaves are bombarded with the philosophies of the world, with the opinions of the world, with the messages of deceiving spirits across the world. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach people where they are. And there are people all throughout the county that listen to WMIE. And we say thank you for listening. And also thank you for supporting and making the radio ministry possible. I remember hearing one of our missionaries, he's now retired, he had come from a country in Europe where it was very much atheistic. It had formerly been a communist government. He came here as an unbeliever, and he testified that he was working on a golf course. It wasn't here in Brevard County. And while he was mowing the grass and doing whatever he did, he was listening to Christian radio. And every day he would listen. And if something was said that he didn't like, he'd turn it off. But then he turned it back on the next day. And eventually gave his heart to the Lord because of Christian radio. And we realize that there are several audiences. There are people who are active in a church, want to nourish themselves spiritually. And this is a way that it supplements their spiritual growth. For that, we're thankful. We realize that there are some people who love Jesus with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, but they do not have access or the mobility to be able to get out and go to church, because I've had people tell me in the past, they've since passed away, but that the Refresh radio program was their church. It was how they got their spiritual sustenance. It wasn't their exclusive source, but it was their primary source. And then there's also people who are listening that don't have a relationship with God at all, but they keep listening. And we need to make sure that there is the gospel going forth to make sure that people have a resource to turn to whenever the Holy Spirit has convicted them in their heart and they are ready to embrace the truth of Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus is coming again. Jesus empowers us in how we are to live, and we need to make sure that that message is available. So thank you for those who've called in. If you haven't done so, there's still time, and say, hey, I'll partner with you for the next 6 months. So today we are going to go to Psalm 106. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. It is Friday. And that is my day off, and I am very, very happy about that. So we've talked about some of this on yesterday's program, but today I want to give you the recipe for spiritual famine. Maybe a better way to put it would be spiritual malnutrition. You know, I tell people that my parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been addicted to it almost every day since. There are some things that I just like to eat. I am not a food snob in that, you know, I'm constantly looking for something my taste buds have never experienced before. I'm not opposed to that. But I know some things that I've eaten in my life that made my taste buds very happy. And if I can, you know, keep them happy and stay healthy and nourished, that's really what I want to do. But food is something that gives me the energy to do what God's called me to do. I eat to live. I don't live to eat. But a lot of people have this mindset when it comes to spiritual matters that, you know, that they can thrive spiritually on a microdosing amount of spiritual nutrition. And I want you to know that that is not the way that God intends for us to live. He wants us to have a daily relationship with Him where we feast on His Word, we feast on His presence, we treasure His presence, and we go empowered by His Spirit to make His grace known throughout our community. So there's a recipe here in Psalm 106, verses 13 through 15, if you want a life of spiritual malnutrition. So I'm going to read those three verses. Psalm 106, 13, 14, and 15. They soon forgot His works. They did not wait for His counsel. They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And He gave them their request and sent leanness into their soul. So the first step in developing an unhealthy spiritual existence is forget what God has done. Just forget it. I think that we need to remember that God is still doing His business. Jesus came, and when He was 12 years old, they took Him to the temple, and they couldn't find Him on the way home, and they finally went back and found Him debating with the theologians in the temple, and He said, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" There was an urgency there about it. Jesus is in the redemption business. He's in the people business. He's moved with compassion when He sees people wandering like sheep without a shepherd. That is an undesirable lifestyle as far as God is concerned. So I would highly encourage you to get connected with a Bible preaching church. I realize that Merit Assembly of God is in the central part of Brevard County, so it may be too long of a drive for those, you know, down in Palm Bay and those in Titusville. Listen, you've got some great churches in those areas as well. Get plugged in. You're not just called to be a convert. You're called to be a disciple. You are called to be a follower of Jesus. That means you live the principles that Jesus lived. So if you want leanness in your soul, then forget that Jesus died for you. Forget that He had a designed purpose for your life before the foundation of the world. Forget about the times that He healed you. Forget about the times that He opened doors for you that no one else could open. Forget about the scriptures that He quickened. Forget about the times that He ordered your steps and directed your paths. Forget everything that God ever did, and it will lead to a condition of spiritual malnutrition. If you do not wait for the counsel of the Lord, if you think, oh, I've got this, I don't need any input from God. By the way, who put God in charge? Who is the one who gave him all his wisdom? Well, he's the source of wisdom. And I would tell you that it is a very wise, it is a very prudent lifestyle when you wait for God. Now, when he says go, you go. When he says wait, you wait. And so the most important thing that we have is the ability to hear and to obey the instruction of the Lord. So there are a lot of people who procrastinate in that, and they say, well, I'm going to wait until the very last minute. Well, the thing that I have discovered in this life is that there's a lot of times people don't know when the last minute is coming. The route that I go to my house from the church, there are three traffic lights. And they are sequenced in such a manner that I can be the first one sitting at the red light at the first traffic signal. And I can go the speed limit and get to the second traffic light and be the first one waiting there as well and travel the speed limit and get to the third one and have to sit there and wait at that one again. And it's not one of my favorite things to do. I'm not a big artificial intelligence fan. Especially when I wait at those lights and there's no traffic coming from the other directions, or sitting at a traffic light when I'm on my way to work and there are three lanes of traffic, all of whom are waiting for a flow of traffic that there hasn't been a car coming from that direction, and you sit there for minutes and minutes. It really is one of those things that makes you lean on the fruit of the Spirit so that you have patience instead of getting, frustrated. So I can tell you this. One of the things that helped me to be more patient is creating margin in my life, giving myself some extra time to make the journey. That way, if there are those unexpected interruptions, then I'm not panicked or anything like that. So back to my lights and artificial intelligence. I'm not a big fan of artificial intelligence. I think that real intelligence is hard to find, so we need to focus on that. I want to focus on divine intelligence. What does God have to say? But the one area that I think artificial intelligence would be great in is that there would be a program that could say, hey, there's someone sitting at this light. Let's make that green so that they can go. I think if you wanted to cut down on greenhouse gases, you really wouldn't have to do anything to make the cars more energy efficient. All you'd have to do is streamline and fine-tune the traffic signals, and you wouldn't be burning as much gas, at red lights and things like that. It's just a thought. The one thing that I have found with God is that whenever we sit at his feet, whenever we find ourselves in his audience, if we listen to him, that's never going to be wasted time. Waiting in the presence of the Lord is not wasted time, because God is a God of precision timing. Jesus came at the fullness of time. And so while we may be ready to go, in our opinion, we need to wait for God's marching orders. So David was facing the Philistines in battle one time, and the marching orders from God says, don't launch out until you hear the sound of the Spirit moving in the trees. Well, I mean, if you think about it from a natural standpoint, if you're throwing javelins, if you're shooting arrows, an especially windy condition makes that a lot more challenging. But that was the marching orders that God had. David realized that there was not just one specific format that God was going to use. So you got to wait for the counsel of God. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's not a bad thing. If you want leanness in your soul, don't wait to hear what God has to say. Just go ahead and presume that you know everything that God knows and do it yourself. You will find that that is not a way to thrive. The third recipe is to operate by your desires, your appetites, the things that you long for, instead of the things that God wants you to desire. Instead of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you lust according to the physical desires that you have. And so there are people who never have learned to tell themselves no. There are other people who've never learned to tell their children no. David had a son, and Adonijah, I believe, and he had never told Adonijah no in his life. I've had people that the first time I ever said no, that was pretty much the end of the relationship. As long as everything was yes, 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 that was okay. But as soon as they got told no, they were out of there. I want you to know that our carnal desires are not supposed to control our body. If you live in the stronghold of carnal desires, you need to realize that it is going to starve you spiritually. So we need God to give us the desires he longs for us to have. There is a good plan. There is a God plan. And you and I need to, not just in the tame seasons of life. This is said, lusted exceedingly in the wilderness. This is talking about when they were coming out of Egypt, that while Moses was up seeking the presence of the Lord, they were down there engaging in all sorts of promiscuity. And it was a party down below, but the bill for the party came a little bit later. Moses came down and said, Y'all couldn't control yourselves for a short period of time. And they tested God in the wilderness over and over and over again. They were constantly putting God to the test. I'm going to share with you some established truth. It'll save you from some of those songs that you hear wondering whether or not it's going to happen. God does not lie. God does not fail. God does not sin. God will never be new and improved. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is faithful. He is the yes and amen. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the God who was and is to come. He is immutable. He does not lie. He is unchangeable. So testing God to make sure that he's still God is an exercise in futility. What we do is, because of who God is, when God speaks, it's going to be a challenge to grow and to walk out our obedience. And we're going to have greater faith in God. God always sets us up to succeed where the devil sets us up to fail. So because of those four things, forgetting his works, not waiting for his counsel, lusting exceedingly in the wilderness, and testing God in the desert, It said he gave them what they asked for. I don't know if you have ever had an experience where you said, this is what I want, and the person you told that to said, you don't want that today. You know, it's not really what you want. So when our kids were growing up, my wife, I believe, is the one who originally made this statement, is you don't always want what you think you want. Because once you get it, you may find out it is not nearly as satisfying. It comes with greater problems, a greater price tag than what you are willing to pay. And so she said it, and I picked up on it. And so it became kind of a family mantra. You don't always want what you think that you want. You want what we really ought to desire and long for in our life are the things that God has set aside for us, appointed for us as our inheritance. We need to hunger and thirst after him and all that he has. We should long for the things that God has appointed for us. So what happened was they experienced leanness. It says that God sent leanness into their soul. Leanness, might sound desirable, and it means that you're not obese, not fat, not out of shape. But this lean means that it was so lean that there was very little to measure. It was a leanness that was indicative of a wasting disease. And so there are good ways to lose weight, then there are bad ways to lose weight. I don't like losing weight because I got sick. That has very temporary side effects. What I do like is to be fit. When you are experiencing leanness physically, you look at that and say, I don't know if you've ever seen someone that was so thin that you looked at them and said, they need something to eat. Well, that's one thing physically. We can take care of that problem. But what we really need to make sure is that we are not suffering malnutrition in our life. It says he sent leanness into their soul. That means into their very life. It meant that their desires were very lean. They had lean appetites. They had lean emotions. Let me take you there for just a moment. If you're in a covenant relationship, if you're in a marital relationship, you want to have that person that says, hey, I am so glad that I get to spend my life with you. You don't want them to not have anything to do with you. And so I pray that we realize that we need God as the foundation of our marriages, because marriage is hard work. It's hard work for godly people. It's even harder when you take God out of the equation. And there's way too much attack on the marriage for us to try and survive with leanness in our soul. We need to make sure that in the church, we're helping to create healthy and fit marriages that will stand the test of time. I have some friends of mine, and they, just in the last year or so, the wife passed away. They had been married for over 70 years, and praise God for that. Lean emotionally, if he sent leanness into their soul, that would have impacted their emotions as well. There are a lot of people who are checked out emotionally. And when I was studying this and I wrote that down, it was like How many young people are showing signs of diminished emotions? There's very little that moves them. They're apathetic. They're emotionally numb. Well, that's an undesirable condition, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God wants us to have joy, so we need to make sure that we are setting the example of people who are feasting on the Word of God and feasting in His presence. It talks about that there would be lean passions, and the seriousness of this leanness of soul, according to the lexicon, is it had a person at the point of dying. In other words, they were just barely hanging on. I've got some relatives that are nearing the end of their journey, and whenever that stage of life happens, one of the things that occurs is there's not much of a desire for anything to eat or drink. This is the exact, this leanness of soul is the exact opposite of God breathing into man and man becoming a living being. In that situation, man went from a pile of dust to a thriving, living being that God created in His image. This leanness of soul is a serious attack upon our soul and upon our life. I don't know anybody who would intentionally inflict malnutrition upon themselves. So I want to encourage you today. Here's a recipe to thrive in your soul. Don't forget what God has done. Remind yourself. Make notes. Take a journal. Put a reminder in your phone. Celebrate what God has done. Wait on the Lord, because when you wait on the Lord, you are going to get not just good counsel, you're going to get God counsel, time-tested counsel. Put your spiritual needs before your physical ungodly desires. We should rule over our bodies. Our bodies should be instruments of righteousness, not instruments of unrighteousness. And don't test God, but instead say, God, I am so thankful that You are faithful and true, and would You give me the desires You long for me to have? Those are the ways that we are going to thrive in our relationship with Him. Thank you once again to those who are partnering with WMIE. We want to thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio program. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."